morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Thank you for stopping by. Welcome to Webster Magazine Podcast. I'm your host, Eldon, and with me today we have our co-host, Jason. Jason, what's going on with you?
Hey, good morning, everybody. All is well. Long time, though. Podcast.
Yeah, it's been a while. I think our last podcast with Jason and I was in April. Is that correct?
That sounds right.
Yeah, I think it was early April, and then we did the 4.5 with Ms. Courtney Stackhouse a little bit afterwards, but it has been a couple of months since we've actually gotten together and sat down, and it has been crazy. What's been going on with you lately, Jason?
I have been all over the place traveling. It's been a very busy summer traveling. Went on my Earth cruise, ready for number two. Basically been traveling a lot, used up all my leave for work, so I have to go to work every day for the rest of the year. But it's all good.
It's always a bummer. Always a bummer. I'm kind of the opposite. I rarely ever take a lot of leave, so I always have to leave built up. I have to find out, okay, when is a good time for me to take off. Sort of thing. But I did do a little traveling myself for work and personal. I went to St. Paul a couple weeks ago. I did a presentation up there, and we did a symposium. Full-size communication with Roots really, really well. And while I was there, I was able to, I found this haberdashery, this old-school haberdashery in St. Paul's called Queen's Haberdashery. It was lucky for me. It was literally two blocks from my hotel. And Jason, let me tell you, this place, it was like taking a trip back in time. It was just wall-to-wall menswear, suits, bow ties, hats. Everywhere was really nice. I had staff, which is so knowledgeable about what they were doing. They did on-site tailoring, and that's appropriate considering it was started originally in 1921 as a tailor shop. And it ultimately, by immigrant came over from Russia, and then he and his son turned into a menswear shop. But then it closed when the father retired in 1994. But son of the the grandson restarted again, I believe, in 2004. And this place is just, even has a full service barbershop. A shave, razor shave, and everything. A cigar shop that was in there, and it was really, really cool. I went there with a couple of friends from the conference, got a couple of pictures, and it was going up next week. In addition to a write up, I got some video too, which is going to be good. That was just really nice. And the owner wasn't there, but his mom was there. And she talked to me a little bit just about the history of the shop and just how my son was really passionate about it. Oh, and it was really nice too. And I'll put this up too, but I gotta show you the catalog. It's the son, and I forget his name at the moment. I should have done him right up below. He is a leather artisan, so he makes all these handcrafted leather bags for like hunting and leisure and business. Jason, let me tell you, those are probably next to the Joe Lotus stuff we saw at the off the cuff event. Those bags were really nice. Really, really nice. And I would say they were a couple $100 pop. But I would say they were worth it considering I know they're handcrafted and it was sweet. I think I'll show you the pictures, but you really have to see them in person. They were really, really nice.
I think my next trip is going to be to St. Paul.
No, like if I wasn't like in a rush when I was there, so to speak, I would have. Oh, and also you got to make an appointment to the barbershop, which is really, really neat. And when we got there, there were like some cases of this, this beer left over from this pastor party that came. They came down there and had the tuxedos and everything. They all got haircuts and were shaved for the wedding the next day. I was like, man, this is really nice. It was just so, it was such a bastard manhood.
But it sounds like, I guess the most intriguing part to me is that it really is full service, and I mean full service. You don't see that too often anymore.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm so surprised. And the price is really reasonable. I ended up got a pair of burgundy and white silk knots, and they were only like $10. I'm like, so it was really, really good. But speaking of dressing well, we all have our own reasons why. And Jason, you read a really interesting article on your site a couple of days ago. We're going to republish that on the tile, but you want to tell us about it real quick?
My article, are you revealing or are you covering up? Statistically, men spend more money on just about everything than women do. I don't know if that was surprising to me or not surprising to me, but that's what the numbers show. I love to shop, clearly. I like clothes. I like fashion. But I've been in some of my newer clients, I have noticed that people are spending money or shopping kind of for the wrong reason, and that's actually where the article came from. There's a lot of people suffering from insecurities in a lot of different areas, low self-esteem, trying to keep up with the Joneses because they have this obsession with status, and that's why we're spending money on fashion. And anybody who knows me knows that my base is fashion. Your clothes should always be a reflection of who you are. They should help to reveal and amplify who you are and not cover up what you don't like about yourself or what you're trying to hide. And men in particular, one of the biggest issues is this thing about status. We spend a lot of money on stuff we really don't want, don't need, don't even like, just so we can have this appearance that we haven't made. Everybody wants to be successful. I understand that. But your spending should match your bank account. Your spending should match your portfolio. We invest in so many things that are so not important. And as much as I love to shop, clothes are not as important as, you know, your stocks and your bonds, your mutual funds, your mortgage. So many people, marriages are falling apart because we spend money on the wrong things. We want to look good, drive the best, but our mortgage isn't paid. We struggle to pay our light bills. We don't have water. Our cell phones keep getting cut on and off. And it's crazy. And then I'm teeny. I'm a teeny man. I'm skinny and skinny all my life. I know people my size who will go and buy clothes 2 and 3 times their size because they don't like how small they are. That's fine. But you're spending all this money to try to not show people how small you are. But anybody who's small knows that if you buy clothes that are too big, you just look sloppy and messy, and people still realize how small you are. And so you just wasted your money, and you have a closet full of clothes, and the problem hasn't been resolved. So the article just focuses on getting real help. I brought up the term retail therapy. We do a lot in the name of retail therapy, but we never really deal with the root issues. I talked about the low self-esteem and a few different things, but we use retail therapy as our coping mechanism, but it's not really effective. And sometimes it's okay to admit I have a problem. I'm obsessed with shopping. If you ever get to a point where you make the statement that I can't help myself, then you might be addicted to spending money. You might be addicted to shopping. We only think of like bad habits as alcoholism, drug abuse, violence, gambling, things of that nature. But overspending is an issue in the United States of America, especially as we're still coming out of recession, so to speak. We just have to refocus ourselves. It's okay to talk to a therapist. It's okay to talk to a counselor. I'm tired of seeing marriages fall apart over money. And I'm not a certified counselor, but when my clients come to me, that's one of the questions I ask. Why are you so? What's your purpose? What's your goal? And I mean, people are going to do what they want to do anyway, but if some of these reasons come out, I'm not happy with this or that, then that's when I slide in. That's fine, but I don't want you to spend a lot of money on all these clothes and shoes, but you never really deal with the real issue that's within. Because you're still going to be unhappy. I've never met so many people who have a closet full of clothes with tags still on them. I don't understand that. If I purchased it, I intend to wear it, and I'm going to wear it. And I'm not talking about for a couple of months while you're waiting for the right pair of shoes or a good shirt to go with the pants. I'm talking about years and years of stuff accumulated in your closet because you don't like it. You just bought it because you saw it. Those are the wrong reasons to buy things, and that's a waste of money. And as Americans, and men especially, we're just investing too much money in the wrong thing, and that's actually not an investment. It's just a waste of money. And if people want to continue to waste their money like that, they can give it to me.
I understand. I agree. I want to touch on something earlier, though, about the whole issue about self-esteem. And, you know, this is something that really is talked about with men, you know, about issues with body and self-esteem and like the way it looks about women all the time. But you never, ever hear men discussing this way. Men talk about that, the men have body image for, I think they should look certain ways, so to speak, you know, and I'm glad you addressed the issue. I think it's really good. You know, we all have certain things about ourselves that we may not like. We want to, like, even myself, we never ever like a lot of things. I don't know why. That's just me. You know, and I'm a slender guy as well, and, you know, I'm pretty sure just like these. Yeah, I'm just over the years, and so kind of going, you know, develop little quirks about it because, like, for instance, days, don't wear shorts. Part of the one I don't like them to was always big and about my legs, and I was seeing my legs burn and so on and so forth. And so I was just like, I don't wear them now, and that's it, you know, silly. I know it's silly, but it's silly. And something I speak up to, even if I wear them, I'll get into the summer somebody, and they may not realize that it goes with a lot of what happened before, but I know that, so I just have to do it. So it's a really good thing. You put it up, and I think it's a good thing we need to have that type of dialogue amongst men about those sort of things. Your phone, those sort of things that happen to women as well, because of
But I'm glad you brought out, like, we really do, low self-esteem is very major in how we, our appearance, and we do, we really all do have things we really don't like about ourselves, but some people are just to the extreme. And one thing I noticed is that as much money as some people spend trying to make themselves feel better about the parts they don't like, you can look like $1 million, and if your self-esteem issues have not been dealt with, people can be walking down the street complimenting your outfit from far away. But because of how you feel, you still think that they're judging you and your appearance based on your own preconceived ideas about yourself. And so what good did your $1,000 outfit really do?
Yep.
Like, go to the gym, exercise, diet, or just accept the fact that This is how I create it. Either work to change it or accept it. Again, I'm not a counselor. I don't have all the answers. I just know it's a really bad problem when it comes to wasting money.
I agree. But again, these are things we need to put that out there, and we need to start talking about it with our issues. And frankly, I've always said, personally speaking, with the way media is and after and it is a bad thing, the fact that we are pretty much inundated with images of what we are supposed to be like from an early age, you know, and not a lot of us have that positive reinforcement. And if not given viewpoint that we're growing up, many of us are growing up and growing up with particular ideals and particular just views of how we should look, and when we don't look that way, it can be a problem. But again, we don't address that when it comes to men. Talk is always about women and those sort of issues. It's just the time for mental males as well. So if you guys are interested, you can wait and find an article.
Say that again.
If you guys are interested in reading the article, where can you find it?
They can go to the DivosTouch.blogspot.com. That's ADIVOSTOUCH.blogspot.com, and that's without the www. It's just http :// no www.
Good, thanks, Jason. We'll probably be republishing this article as well to get it out there to more people probably by the end of the week. Now, flip switches a little bit. Go to something a little bit in a different English spectrum. You guys know that we always talk about apps because, well, frankly, we're 51% and growing of the American population having a smartphone. Apps and smartphone applications depend very important to the life and the style as well. And we have three apps, technically four, but really three apps that we're going to talk about today. The first one is the Apple Website Magazine. Have you downloaded it yet? iPhone users, I'm sorry, don't have an iPhone app yet. I'm working on it to get it out as soon as we can. But for all of the Android users and all of the Windows Phone 7 users, apps are available. Our Android app is self-published, so you can go to our website at westtownmagazine.com and download it there. For all of you Windows Phone users, it is on the marketplace, so just type in Westtown Magazine, it'll come right up. There's your one-stop shop for everything Westtown, from the podcast to the Tumblr, to the Flickr, to the YouTube, to the main site. All of that is right there in one application where you download it to keep up with Westtown Magazine and everything in it. So remember that Android is on our website. It's self-hosted, so you see a little Android on the side corner with Westtown logo in the belly. And then for Windows Phone, it is right on the marketplace. Jason, you got an app for us today?
Well, first, I just want to say, after Elden, I think I was the first person to download the app, and so I'm proud of that. But it's a really, really, really nice app, so please support it, download it to your phone. Really, really good app. So, have you ever been in a store, and you heard a song, and you're like, oh, that's tight. But of course, you ask the clerk who works at the store, what song is that? Oh, I don't know. It's just something that's in rotation on our CD or whatever. Well, one of my coworkers turned me on to an app called Shazam. So you download the app. I think it's like $1.99. There's one for $4.99. You can get a free version, but you won't get as many downloads. So I would say go ahead and invest the $1.99. And you just turn on the app, and background noise and all, it will pick up the song, and it will download to your phone the song, who the artist is, and give you all of that information. But even if you're sitting in your car, sometimes you hear a song, oh, that's tight. I want to buy that. But they're going to play 5 or 6 more songs, and they may tell you who the artist is and the name of the song, and they may not. Well, now you no longer have to wait for that. You just turn on the app, and it takes a few seconds to pick up the song, and it downloads the song right to your phone. And again, it gives you the name of the song, gives you the artist, and then you can replay it from your phone. You can save it to your phone. Do a lot of little different things. And I was like, I'm not a big app person. We talk about that every podcast. But I was like, oh, this is the app I have to talk about. So again, Shazam, S-H-A-Z-A-M. Very cool app. I was very impressed. And for an app to impress me, that takes a lot.
I was wondering, you put it up in a notes, you can talk about Shazam, and I was wondering if you still had to pay for it, because I think maybe it was about a year or so ago, they started to switch, and it used to be free, then they limited the free version to like 5 songs a month and stuff like that, and then they used to be paid version, at least the one that's on that paid version, $4.99, instead of other things where you have a free, you have a $1.99, which I'm sure probably just $6 and then $4.99. So, okay, all right, cool. We actually, the Windows Phone 7, they actually put a similar feature built into the phone with the last update. So I was like, okay, as soon as they did that, I deleted a free version of Shazam that I had.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the only difference is how many downloads you're able to do.
But it does come in really handy. I know just having that functionality in general. It turns on in the car with the song that like, for instance, No Doubt has a new song out. And my wife and I were talking about it. It's like, that's a new No Doubt song. She ran off and he said, of course, I don't know. Like, I pulled off the phone, I hit the button, and sure enough, it was a new No Doubt song. I'm like, oh, okay, it's not bad. Like, the first album in like 10 plus years, but okay. Yeah, but that's functionality. So, if you just want to know a song, you need to know it, download Shazam, the free version and the paid version. So you'll definitely get your money's worth for it.
Yeah.
Shazam is for every single platform, so iPhone, Windows Phone, Android, and BlackBerry as well. Our next app is something that's iPhone specific, so pretty much Jason and I out of iPhone, but all you guys would do you iPhone. And a lot of people, and I'm pretty sure with things like Instagram, you think social networking apps like that, that you probably have a lot of people that are on your phone, and probably the thing that has to really try to print them out for us to say, get quality printed. Well, that's where Snapperific is an app, which allows you to use all your photos in your phone from other apps like Instagram and so on and so forth. And they have these old filters that allows you to send those pictures off to get them printed, probably printed, and deliver to your door for a reason. And this is really cool. It was actually developed by Wooden Map of Studio Coders. Or Studio Coders. I should have done a better job in my notes. But it's a really good app. Really, interface is really slick. It's really intuitive. And there aren't any of the apps really like that to offer one the low price to just picks up when you start off with. It's 99 cents for, I think it's a 4x6 picture. And unfortunately, those prices don't include shipping and handling, but shipping is pretty reasonable as well. And I believe the turnaround time is 4 to 5 days, so about a week for the last app to submit your order, again, all through your phone, just to make sure that you do it. So I thought that was really, really sweet. And I know that there are a lot of pictures that you're taking, and I'm pretty sure you as well, that you just need to say to yourself, I didn't like this print out, but then you got to hook your computer for the Fast Drive, for the Walmart, and the time and the Walmart or whatever, but in the time it takes you to do that and drive to Walmart or whatever place you go to catch the bus, time, you're spending money to get there. So why not just sit in your phone and have the literacy you're doing, you'll probably be paying about the same amount.
And that's a good idea, especially since I have pictures from the cruise in May that I have yet to download from my phone and print out and all that. So yeah, I think I'm check out Snapperific today.
Unfortunately, it's just an iPhone. So,
oh, yeah, iPhone. You can't say that. I'm going to send it to somebody with an iPhone and make them do it.
Exactly. Well, who knows? You may have a whole lot more people with iPhone the next couple months after iPhone 5 comes out. But yeah, if you have an iPhone, check out Snapperific. The app is free to download. So I'm checking out, and that's Snapperific, Snapperific. And I believe they were running a special on their Facebook page where you can get a certain amount of your first couple pictures free. So check them out at facebook.com/Snapperific. And you can also find them at Snapperific on Twitter. And we wrote a write-up about them a couple months ago. So go to Westyle Magazine, search Snapperific, and you should be able to find their article as well. You don't need anything else, but that's all. But that's our app section. Now, it's weird because it's somebody's been hectic and slow all at the same time. Jason and I, personally, especially speaking, have been going everywhere and doing everything, which is one reason why you've seen our posting go down just a little bit on the site. And also, with the first podcast in 3-4 months, it's just been really hectic to the both of it. And September is going to be hectic. We have a whole lot of upcoming events. Talk with Kaz, Kenny Flanagan from House of Kaz. Last year, we did an interview with him and covered his 1 year anniversary fashion show at the National Harley in Maryland. Well, Kenny is up and moving. He has moved himself and his shop to Georgetown area, Washington. So they're having a grand reopening on September 6th. So we've covered Kenny before and we've seen a sort of thing that he and his House of Kaz. So we're excited to see some new designs and see Kenny again and talking with him and staff and seeing where things really lie for the House of Kaz and where they try to go. So that should be really, really fun. And then next up, you know, we always indulge the weakness of our audience and really to keep this for me. But we're going to go back to the Baltimore Comic-Con. This year, and that's in September 8th and 9th, and Stanley is guest on again, and we're still trying to score an interview. That would be awesome. But if you remember our coverage last year, we had a lot of great often interviews with people. We talked with John Roberts from Comixology, one of the co-founders of Comixology. And if you don't know what Comixology is, it's an online digital service purchasing comic books, which is really like the community place now. Even my comics, when I get them, I ended up going digital and going Comixology because this is so much easier. So we got a good talk with him. We had a good talk with Tom and Third from Shakespeare Must Die. And him and his co-author, Anthony Del Cole, are going to be there again. So definitely going to talk to them. They were working on turning Shakespeare Must Die into a movie last year. So hopefully we can catch up with them and see how much progress they had. And hopefully we can come back with a signed copy of this trade, which we're your fingers crossed, going to be off enough to a lucky winner from the site. And there's just a whole lot of people. I still have been so busy. I haven't even digested the list of everybody is going to be there as far as creator-wise and trying to line up with sort of who we want to get interviews. Just, if you've ever been to a Comic-Con, you know that the creators are really, really accessible. They love talking to the fans in places like Baltimore where it's picking up. Instead of you can really just go right up to them, steal them away, and give them deep conversations about things they've done, about comics in general, and the media, and the arts, and visions. It's a really awesome experience. In addition to, and we all love it, cosplay. So they're always turning people in costumes, and I missing something? Did we just not go to Beast Fashion Week a little bit earlier this year?
We did go to Fashion Week earlier this year, and the only thing I was expecting was a fall launch for one of the designers that we met. I don't know how this DC Fashion Week in a couple of weeks snuck up on this.
I don't know either. I just happened to see if we follow Ian Williams, the follower, or the follower, the founder of DC Fashion Week on Twitter, and I had to see something about it, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, did we have this already? But he lined up designers and everything, and it should be a really good event, so we will be there, and we will be covering it for you guys. And we'll let you know all the latest and greatest in fashion we can have. And so we have a busy September.
We do.
And that's all you get. The first 3 weeks. September, there's something going on. I'm pretty sure there's something else. I don't know what's going on there that we don't know about yet. But all the things we're going to, we're going to cover for the site. So again, if you have any questions, you have any ideas that you want to part to us, any questions on style, and you'll feel free to drop us a line at info@websitestylemagazine.com. And we're always on it when we can get that promptly, and who knows, the question may end up on the site in the after section. Also, too, you can give us a call and drop us a line and ask a question. And that number is, I'm pulling it up because I should know by heart, but I don't anymore. You can give us a call at 571-32-STYLE. That's 571-32-STYLE or 571-327-8953. And give us a call, drop us a line, ask any questions, give us comments and feedback about the show, even the fact that I'm still half awake right now and I can't even remember the number for our call-in line. Hey, it's Saturday morning. I had a long night last night. But it's, so feel free to drop us a line, ask questions. You know, we're always happy to hear from you, and you never know your question may end up in our next podcast. So, on that note, I think we're going to wrap this up, Jason. You got anything else before we roll out of here? Start off Saturday morning again, proper?
I just wanted to highlight the incentives for the Cavs grand reopening.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a special for gents, 50% off your $150 consultation fee and a free shirt, tie, and shoes valued up to $180. And for the ladies, it's 50% off your $150 consultation fee with 10% off your custom piece and a pair of shoes valued at up to $150. So just extra incentive to go out the Cast Collection Grand Reopening.
And you can also find them, I think it's KCIinternational.com is the website. So you can check them out there, and I'm pretty sure they have information there. Or just search the House of Cast, and you'll find a Facebook page. And I'm pretty sure they'll have, he has all the information on Facebook as well. So we are up. We're at them. Got a full day ahead of us, both of us, so we're going to get out of here. Be sure to check us out at WebstyleMagazine.com. Oh, just a couple things. If you are Maddenhead, we have a great write-up of Madden by Dreaded Deuces came out. The Happy Hour, Spotlight, is Day and Night, or is it Night and Day? Drink that has two names that is very, very, very tasty. We also did an inaugural Bow Tie Thursday post with some hot bow ties that we found from around the net from some of our favorite retailers, from Bose Bow Tie Limited out of Vermont to Bacon Neckwear. So check that out. All that was on the site for the last week of August, and this will probably go up, I don't know. You'll probably be listening to sometime in the first week of September, right at the time everything is getting done. So check those posts out, our latest posts, and then we have many more posts to come. So on behalf of Jason and myself, I want to say thank you guys. share a little bit of your time with us, and just keep coming back, and we'll keep being here. So, Splendor, find us at WebStyleMagazine.com, and any comments, any questions, email us at info@WebStyleMagazine.com. Thank you guys very much. Have a great day.